And so I want to welcome everyone to our Mindful Change training call. And I'm Ashley Ryan, and this is Heather Elliott. And we're going to introduce ourselves and just quickly tell you a bit about ourselves in a moment and who we are and why you'll want to listen to us. But first, I'm going to identify who this call is for. And so this call is specifically designed for network marketers, coaches, healers, female entrepreneurs. I know there'll be some men on the call as well, but there'll be a lot of women too. So if you're an entrepreneur or you're network marketing, you're a coach, you're a healer, you're a business person, this call is definitely for you. Okay? And so for those of you just joining us, to mute out on the call, please press star 6 or just mute your phone and then we'll all be set up. Okay, so this call is for you if you've spent money and invested in seminars or self-development and you haven't gotten your full investment back, or you've gone from one program to the next, you know, hoping it will heal or fix some of your problems in your business, in your life, but you're just not finding the full results that you're looking for, okay? Or your life isn't working in the way that you want it to, and you don't have the life that you want, okay? So I'm just describing here, you know, what potentially could be your problems or your aspirations if for those of you on the call. So you could also be hanging on the edge of success, but drama, issues, client problems, big and small, keep popping up. Such as you did a great consultation, but the deal just didn't close, or your assistant has a health problem or issue, you're having a staffing problem, something throws your schedule off. So again, you have success, but you're finding that there's a lot of kind of dramas in the way that come up. Perhaps you're feeling, you know, maybe inauthentic, trying to enroll in clients, trying to enroll people in your business, but you're not fully getting those phenomenal results yourself. So there's incongruency there. Okay, you may easily find yourself distracted or derailed. Okay, so distracted, ooh, here's the next best idea. You're trying it for a certain time. Oh, it hasn't worked, so then I'm on to the next. Okay, so idea hopping, shiny object syndrome. You're focusing or you're allowing every little thing to cross your desk instead of doing well at one thing. If you find yourself lacking focus, okay, this call is going to be for you. Technology is potentially a problem for you. So whether your website is down or your hosting crashed or there's an error with your email, your web designer may disappear, you know, something's cropping up. That could also be a symptom and something that we could really address on this call. And believe it or not, it's possible for this not to be happening. I used to be one of those people where technology, my computer always had an issue, something was always cropping up. Sure, now that happens, you know, now and again, but it's not the main focal point of my life and business. So we're going to talk about how to solve that. Perhaps you're making money, but it's never enough, okay? So you're always just short every month. I know I can relate to that. That's happened to me in the past. And so, so everyone on this call, we're going to share how we can move beyond those things. So for those of you who just joined us, to mute out, you can press star 6 or you can mute your phone directly. Okay? So on this call in particular, we're going to focus on a few key issues that the ones I described above that you can likely relate to. So drama, not feeling authentic in your business, not feeling always authentic with your clients or friends. You know, many of us, especially as women, are offering advice to our friends, but we're not really living into that advice. So, you know, creating that congruency. Okay, we're going to teach you today how to use your mind more effectively to get better results, okay? And so our goal with working with you is we're going to give you tools to rewire your brain to break through those old limiting patterns that are holding you back. You're going to learn how to identify and eliminate the causes of external business drama so that you're creating ongoing and permanent lasting results. We're also going to share with you why you may subconsciously be sabotaging your success and why your results don't stick and what you can do about them, okay? And work through, we're going to teach you how to work through and eliminate limiting beliefs, okay, that cap your income, because many of us have that income where we hit and then things are always coming up in order to bring us down to that capped income level, okay? So you're going to learn why you're hijacking your success and what you can do about it. And we want to also share with you how to get those authentic results with your clients. So many of us are getting great results with our clients, but again, we're not fully living that into that in our own life, okay? So what gives us the right to share this info with you? I'm just going to quickly share my story, and Heather's going to share her story as well. So, you know, without going into the two-hour version, when I was young, I had a dream that I wanted to work from home and live a flexible lifestyle. You know, I pictured myself as entrepreneurs. We all see that image of being on the beach, right? So we're on the beach with our laptop, that kind of thing. And so I had that dream. And so I got into online marketing business very early with a parenting business that I started on the internet. And so I got into online marketing, and then I started taking courses and working with different people, and I started getting corporate gigs. And so I worked in corporate marketing, doing direct sales, web stuff, affiliate marketing. I'm not sure if you've heard of these methods or not. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about them later. But I got really into online marketing, and I was doing this for a number of years. But what I found is that I was working with corporate mentalities or people who weren't fully aligned with what I do and what I do as a person, and so my values. I'm a spiritual and I'm a conscious person. And so what I was finding is that the marketing methods that we were using with some of these clients just really wasn't in alignment with who I was and my values. So I decided, why am I doing all this serious marketing with these people who I'm not fully in alignment with? And so why don't I do this with clients who I really could feel that connection with? So I moved into working with conscious women in business, so women who are up to great things. I do have male clients as well, but a lot of my clients are female. So men and women who are up to great things in the world, want to make a difference, a lot of healers, practitioners, network marketers, coaches, consultants. And so, I moved from the corporate marketing into more of the consulting, and I find I'm getting fabulous results with a lot of the tools I used with my corporate clients. Okay, so that's a bit about me. Heather, do you want to share your story?
Sure. Where Ashley focuses more in the business and the marketing end of things, my expertise is the mind. And I discovered the mind back in the 80s, long before mind and mindset and emotional patterns and that kind of thing were cool to study. And I found it because I made a mistake in my life that I needed to understand why I made it. And so I went into my mind and into my life to begin to understand it. And the mistake I made was I had an affair on my husband about 8 months after I married him. This, for me, was like a huge breach of my value system. I couldn't understand why I would ever do that to somebody else, why I would ever do that to myself, for that matter. And in trying to find the answer, I found a lot of books that started to talk about the mind and the need for health in the mind and how to use your mind properly to create your reality. So I started having some success with visualizations, affirmations, and subconscious subliminal tapes that I was making for myself. And then in the late 80s, I found a school for the mind called the Ramtha School of Enlightenment. And there we studied quantum physics, neurobiology, and the direct relationship between what you focus upon and the reality that you're creating. So I came at this from a very scientific perspective and a very metaphysical perspective. So in the early 2000s, I found a strategy that allowed me to directly enter the mind and safely understand what we think, what we believe, and how that affects our reality. And I took that methodology and I adapted it into my own product, which is Mindful Change. And I've been working with Mindful Change ever since 2005, helping people, hundreds of people, with issues ranging from relationship problems to emotional problems to business problems to money problems to just personal problems. I've been helping all sorts of people understand what they are thinking, what they believe that is affecting the world they're experiencing, and how to transform them. And I've developed the technology to the point where effectively 98% of the clients that work with me will change and shift and experience the shift in the reality that they're looking for. So I came to Ashley Ryan because I needed help with the business side. I can adjust and look at the mind till the cows come home, but at some point the rubber hits the road and you need to be able to merge what you know about mind with business. And so she and I have been collaborating for the last couple of years on my business and learning how what she does and what I do fit together really, really well to create a very unique way of looking at business.
Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome, Heather. I'd love to hear that. So anything else to add?
Nope.
Okay, awesome. And I want to say, you know, I've been working with the Heather for a number of years, and I just want to set the tone for those of you on the call. I know those of you on the call, okay, I'm going to set a picture here for you. Clients come to me, you know, I've been doing consulting and online work for a long time, over 10 years, and clients come to me typically in two categories. There's one type of client that comes to me, and they have all the right things externally happening for themselves. They have the website, they have this, they have that, but for some reason, they're not getting good results. I have another client that comes to me with no externals, not a lot of the externals in place, but they're getting amazing results. So why is it that one person can have the externals and not get results and the others doesn't have the externals and get results? I find that it often boils down to a lot of mindset stuff and beliefs and things that are going on inside. If clients come to me and they have a whole mess of stuff going on and I can tell they're not working on their baggage, so to speak, I actually won't work with them. Or what happens is we start the process and I refer them to Heather because I find that they just can't get past certain things. You know, my own beliefs were really blocking me until I did a bunch of processes and until I did a bunch of work with Heather. And then from there, you know, my income was doubling, tripling in a very quick period of time just because I kind of opened the floodgates for that. Another thing I noticed was that a lot of my clients are these practitioners, these celebrities coming to me, and they're preaching all this stuff, but then they're not living it in their own life. If I had a dollar for every expert who came to me with all the razzle-dazzle, but they're not really showing up or living it in their personal lives, you know, these are people who are authors, speakers, or millionaires, and then they're coming to me on the phone crying because of all the emotional stuff that's going on. Nothing wrong with that, but I just want to paint the picture that it's funny that Heather was, I have to say, one of the only or one of the few clients I had who preached this stuff and fully lived it in her life. Her personal relationships are working. Her business is working. Everything was working. Heather was one of those clients where she didn't have a lot going on externally with her business, but her practice was booming. So, you know, I can really vouch for Heather in the sense of doing her work, referring to clients to her, that it's a combination of both. It's the external and the internal. And in our society, we don't often acknowledge that. We seem to think that if we have the externals together, it's going to happen. Well, it's not. There's a combination. Heather, anything to add to that?
No, you said it perfectly. Absolutely.
Awesome. So for the so we're going to jump into the information now. You know who we are. We know what this call's about. And I promise you that if you listen to this call and you do the work and you decide to continue to work with us, major results and shifts will happen. I have clients who've doubled their income. I've had people, everyone who I refer to, Heather, has an astronomical, you know, effect on their business and their personal life. So I just ask you that you be patient and listen to this. Because I had done every seminar under the sun. I did all the work there was to do. So was a friend of mine. And when we connected with Heather and this work and coupled it with the marketing, it really just changed my life completely. So we're going to teach you as much as we can on the call with the time we have, and then we're going to show you how we can take it further after that, okay? So hold your questions until we're finished. So I'm going to start with topic number one, which is really important, okay, which is authenticity in your business. So whether you're a coach, a network marketer, a healer, a businesswoman, a new businesswoman, a businessman, okay, so I'm going to paint the picture. What this looks like in authenticity for you, and then we want to show you, you know, how to show up more authentically. So, for example, you're doing a consult call or you're working with your clients, you're telling them everything that they need to know, but inside your own life is not together. So perhaps you're a relationship counselor and you're sharing all this information on how to have a good relationship, but your marriage is in shambles. Again, our lives don't have to be perfect. My life isn't perfect, but when I first started out compared to where I am now is like a 180-degree shift in terms of the authenticity. You know, we really want to be aligned and authentic with our clients in order for them to have results. And imagine, if our clients are getting results with shabby inauthenticity with us now, imagine in the future what they'd be getting if we were really in that alignment. So I just know this was a huge one for me, and my clients and my life completely changed when I got this point. So for coaches and entrepreneurs, what that's looking like is you sharing something with your friends or with your clients and it really not being in alignment. And feeling kind of, it's that feeling, I remember when I felt this, it was feeling like a phony. You know, sharing in, you know, sharing on our Facebook page, we're sharing in groups, look at us, but then our lives aren't really in alignment, okay? What it looks like if you're in network marketing is you're enrolling people in the business. Yeah, you know, become this. This is what can happen to you. You know, again, just like any kind of business, we want to enroll people, but network marketing specifically, but then we haven't made any money, right? So there's that inauthenticity. How are we going to enroll people when we haven't made a dime ourselves or we're not fully? And this extends further, and then I'll let Heather kind of elaborate. This extends further into even our personal lives and issues. So here we are healing and helping others, but we're a total mess to some degree. And so I want to talk about this and how we can completely kind of move through it and eliminate it as much as possible. I don't like to use the word eliminate, but I'm going to use it for example, so that we can really give our clients better results and have those better results for ourselves. So I'll let Heather kind of jump in and talk about that, how we can move past that.
Thanks, Ashley. For those of you listening, why is authenticity so important? Well, if you can think of authenticity actually being a flow of energy through you, and it actually is about loving self, it's about your passion in life, it's about what interests you, what excites you, what you're all about as a person. And to me, authentic is all of that. And when we're not being authentic, it's like we're not capitalizing on the very force that's within us, that when we do align ourselves with it, will take us to great places. So when I find people, when I find clients that aren't quite hitting the mark, shall we say, one of the first questions I check for is to see if these people are in alignment with the flow of who they are. And some of the things that you need to consider on this are your personality. Like, what is your preference in life? How is it that you do life? Like Ashley said, she wanted to be on a beach somewhere with her computer on her lap and working from a home office. I mean, the very first thing I teach people when I was doing career coaching was to sit back and do an inventory of themselves to say, gee whiz, who am I? So many of us approach jobs or money or businesses from the perspective of how can I make money? But when you want to get authentic, the very first thing you have to do is step back and assess, well, who am I really and what do I want to create in life? And an assessment of personality to really, really understand your strengths, your interests, your talents, how you do life, is working for someone in a corporation the best thing for you? Do you need a lot of structure or can you create your own structure? Are you kind of your own guru and your expert and you want to become an expert in something, or are you better working as part of a team and sort of pulling for a joint goal with other people? There's so many things to consider in terms of your personality alone, and then you couple that with your understanding of what is your interest and passion in life? Like, what is it that you'd love to know more about, or what is it that you would love to do in life? And if you can make these two things start working for you, it's like you step into the river of flow of your life and you start to move forward. And if you're in alignment with those things, you may find that all on its own, that will move you towards the goal of a more authentic life. And inauthenticity can also be a lack of clarity, like a lack of clarity about what you're doing and the value of what you're offering. And this again speaks to self-reflection and a solid awareness of who you are and what you're doing on the inside. So let's say you're living your dream job, but you're not making a whole lot of money. Then the next thing that I would tend to look at inside people in terms of their mind is to say, well, gee whiz, do you really, really understand your value add? I mean, are you super, super clear when you sit down with your client or when you sit down to enroll somebody in the network marketing opportunity? Are you super clear about what the value is of the company you're representing or of the product that you're representing or of you and what you're going to contribute to their life? Because the reality is, the clearer you are, the more able you are to articulate a very clear argument to your audience, the better able you're going to be to connect to the potential client and to interest them in what you have to do. Or, alternatively, to find out that they're truly not interested in this opportunity and you can move on to the next best client that you should be speaking to. So clarity is a super big issue. What about you, Ashley? What do you think about those things?
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't have anything to add at the moment, but I will absolutely interrupt you when I do.
Perfect. Okay, my dear.
A high point of me is my personality type is jumping right in. So, yeah, so go ahead.
Yes. And so continuing with the idea of authenticity, so let's say you're super clear. The other thing that I find catches people and makes them inauthentic is when they don't have if they're not powerfully confident in themselves either. And whether you know it or not, but you know, the moment you start talking about yourself, your product, your business, you are giving off an energy that other people are picking up on subconsciously. And that subconscious message will be a reflection of how confident you really feel about what you're doing. So a lot of people think that you know, selling yourself or selling your product is about making sure you say to them what you know they want to hear. Well, I'm going to step that up a little bit and say, yeah, it's important to tell people what they want to hear. But the second thing that people need to hear at a conscious or subconscious level is that you stand behind whatever you say. And that is what causes you to step into the river of your own authenticity and really come across as a powerful, confident, and sincere and authentic person that people can trust. So that if you're in a business, or if you're trying to sell a product, or if you're trying to grow a business, and you're not completely confident about what you're doing, you need to really step back and do some reflection and ask yourself the question, why is it that anybody would pay attention to you? Why is it that anybody would listen to you? You know, what is it that you actually do know? You know, inventory it, that would be relevant to the people that you're trying to interest in your product or service. You know, the other thing you actually mentioned is people that maybe feel like they're not quite living the dream themselves, that, you know, they think that maybe perhaps they're a little bit inauthentic because they're not there themselves. It's called reframing. If you catch yourself in that situation where, gee whiz, I'm trying to build something and I'm not quite there, so I'm not highly confident yet, I haven't got great results in my own life, but I'm definitely applying it. Looking at it and reframing how you see yourself can help you gain a confidence that you need in this moment to be able to sell what you do know. And that is to really cut yourself some slack and realize that in life we are here mostly to learn what we need to learn. And those of us that teach, those of us that help other people, most of us started in a situation where we only knew a little bit. I know I did. I used to be a high school teacher. And what I knew about teaching, I could have thrown into a symbol when I first walked into my classroom. And that was an extremely scary place for me to be in front of kids that trusted me to be able to teach them something. And I myself hadn't been taught adequately to be able to feel like I could stand in front of them credibly. But you know, fake it till you make it. Well, that's exactly what I did until I gained enough knowledge and skill to be able to stand in front of them competently and confidently. Well, those of us that are just starting out in a business or just trying some things, we really need to adopt an attitude that says, you know, I'm a learner here. I believe in what I'm doing. I think I've got some skills. And just step into the waters confidently that you know what, you're here for a reason. So relax and enjoy the process, realizing that you're going to make mistakes, that you're going to be a learner in this. But that's okay. You know, I think about the first time I did a process with someone, the process that I developed back in 2005. And I think about that, and I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. And I stepped into that water, and I boldly, you know, I helped somebody, even though I didn't know everything that I know today, you know, 10 years later. And I realized, but, you know, I did it because I had to start somewhere. And so authenticity is often about attitude, is that when you relax and give yourself permission to not be perfect, to not have every answer, to not know everything that you need to know or be a confident person, when you give yourself permission to be that, And don't try and be something you're not with the people that you're selling to or the people that you're working with. You know, it's not that you have to completely reveal, like, gee whiz, I'm a neophyte and I don't know anything. That wouldn't help in the situation. But sometimes it can be okay. You know, what can I say?
That's a good
you know?
One.
Like you might as well. Yeah. But, you know, you can say, well, gee whiz, I don't know the answer to that, but guess what, I'm going to get back to you. Or, you know what, that didn't go as well as I'd like, so the next session is on me. Come back, and we're going to do it better next time. So that a lot of the authenticity is just, you know, it's just be real with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind with yourself. relax and step into that river or that flow in you and get on with your life, because you've got powerful things to do and you got to start somewhere. So be kind to yourself.
Heather, I want to jump in there.
Yeah,
can I jump
in
for a sec?
Yeah,
unless you have something burning there.
No, hon, go.
That sounded interesting. Okay. So for those of you who just joined us, welcome. And we're talking about authenticity and not feeling authentic with our clients. And so what I wanted to add is, and this is a marketing tool / internal tool, is I noticed something really, this really changed the way I did business. If this was kind of one thing I could give you on the call, this is one of those things where you have to be yourself in your business, in your brand. Whether you're in network marketing, whether you're a coach, whether you're an entrepreneur, you have to be yourself. There's so much noise on the internet and in business nowadays. People don't have time. Like, you know, we're on one side of business, but people are bombarded by advertisements and work with me and that kind of thing. And you have one chance to make an impression, especially if you're online. So you better believe that it better be an authentic one. Years ago, I was listening to a call with a parenting expert, and just amazing expert, had tons to say. And on the call, he said, you know what? I mess up. I sometimes want to kill my kids. I get driven crazy. And he was really authentic. And I have to say, that was an amazing call, because he didn't put himself on a pedestal. He didn't say that he was perfect. So for those of you developing your brand, developing your business, be authentic. You don't have to always be that authority. You know, again, you're not spilling some juicy details about your sexual romps or whatever, but you know, being really authentic is important. Yeah, that's kind of funny. But being
authentic, like a true orange, Ashley.
Right. We're talking about my personality type here. But yeah, but just being authentic is important, and being who you are and incorporating that into your brand. I'll give another example. There's a guy named Frank Kern. For those of you who haven't heard of him, you should look it up. He's a marketer, Frank Kern. And he has this, he's a marketer. He makes millions of dollars. He's very successful. But his whole image is him being this surfer dude. So he's on a call and he's drinking water. He's having a power smoothie. Like, this is not professional, but that's part of his brand, and people love him for that. If there's a few people who are annoyed by you and what you represent, those are the wrong people. I mean, I'm like that. I'm a mess sometimes, and I say ridiculous things, and I do things that, you know, that's who I am, and I'm not going to hide that. When I stopped hiding that, that's when my business really shifted. So for those of you on the call, absolutely take that element and incorporate it in your marketing. This is who you are, and if you swear or if you curse or whatever else you want to do, as long as, you know, I'll give an example. You know, say you're dealing with banks. Well, cursing and swearing may not be the best approach, but if you're a coach or consultant, many coaches and consultants who have big followings, you know, they curse and swear, and that's okay. So just know that you're going to attract who you're being and your vulnerabilities and sharing those vulnerabilities. Okay.
So sorry, Heather, go ahead. No, don't apologize. Those were excellent examples. And I really do encourage you to listen to what Ashley's saying here, because I realize there's a lot of textbooks out there about the shoulda, couldas, wouldas, you know, like all the things that you're supposed to be doing in order to be successful. You know, take it from somebody who's been a pleaser much of my life. I had to outgrow that habit, let me tell you. And in the process of outgrowing the habit, I began to realize that, you know, our perception that the outside world has so much power over us is what makes us morph and change ourselves to meet what we think the world wants of us. Well, if you want to get really authentic and talk about power, your real power is knowing who you are and confidently being that so that you attract the right people. Like, go to the simple. Trying to jump through hoops to become what the world thinks you ought to be is disempowering, and it gets you out of the flow of your own beingness. And the moment you do that, you become unempowered. Life becomes a struggle, and things become hard, or you become unhappy in ways that you don't need to be. The moment you kind of step in, like the surfer dude, you know, who sits back with his smoothie and casually talks on whatever radio show or internet thing that he does, he at least is capitalizing on his own authenticity. He's in the flow of it, and life is easy for him, and he's extremely successful. And really, you know, the keys to success are usually not a whole lot more complex than that. Because at its root, the flow within you is about self-love and self-respect. And in terms of power, those that are aligned with self-love and self-respect are probably the most powerful people and the most successful people in the world that I have met. And those that are off the rails and not in the flow of their own self-love and self-respect, they are the ones that are, you know, struggling and having difficulties and dramas and everything else. Like, truly, staying in your power, knowing who you are, is key to your success.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, and I want to touch on one more thing is, like, it's amazing how I'm just going to assume that everyone on the call is conscious. Everyone on the call has some sort of business. Everyone on the call is experiencing some frustration, some mild frustration to one degree or another. What we're talking about here is a lot of intangible stuff, stuff that was maybe looked upon as woo-woo or ridiculous or out there, right? Like, when I first started this journey, I'm like, this is ridiculous. No way. You know, but what I was finding is that I am not opposed to looking at anything if my life is not working in an area and I'm knocking Jim's way of life, but Jim is getting the results and I'm not getting them. You better believe that I'm going to look at those results and I'm going to, you know, inquire about what Jim's doing. So a lot of this stuff, I know it, some of it might sound a little bit out there, but it's, I find that it really is effective and it's really kind of valuable information. I have an example. We have a client, Heather and I have a mutual client that she worked with me, and this happens, you know, we have many mutual clients, but one of them, she worked with me and she was blocked. You know, her business was really blocked. She wasn't making any money. She was unhappy. She worked with Heather for a few sessions and then she came back to me and then we put the information into practice with the marketing and all of a sudden her business is full. I was talking to her earlier last week and her business is full and she's full. She can't work anymore. She's like, oh, Ashley, I'm burnt out. I'm like, it's been, you know, a few months of now her practice is full. She's telling me, you know, like from one problem of no business to, okay, well, I'm, you know, I'm tired now. My business is full and she's making, you know, $40,000 a month, whatever it is. So, you know, that's really exciting to see that this is a woman who didn't have the externals and internals aligned. And when she got those two together, those, you know, really worked out for her. So, yeah, so I just wanted to add that. Heather, anything else to say before we move on to the next topic?
I just wanted to comment on the authenticity piece one more story, and it's my story, actually, is that when I started studying the mind back in the 80s, like, you think it's woo-woo today in 2015? Well, you ought to have been me in the 80s when I started to study the mind. My family thought I was, like, retarded. They thought I was the black sheep. They thought I was part of a cult when I joined the school to learn more about the mind. Like, seriously, they thought I was out to lunch. They had no clue what I was doing. And then in the early 2000s when The Secret came out, my brother kind of, like, sent me this very strange email that says, I think you want to read this book. So he sends me the name of the book, so I purchased it and took a look at it and went, yeah, so what? I've been doing that for, like, 20 years. And he said, oh, okay. Like, I had no clue. But it was like that. Like, back before the mind was popular, before it became, you know, socially acceptable to talk about that stuff, like, I was right off the rails. But because I never lost my passion for the mind and I didn't let my own family and the people around me who didn't understand me affect who I was, you know, for those of you that are kind of struggling to get in there with your own ideas and your own thoughts, again, realize that it's a journey for you. And I eventually got there. When in 2005, when I opened my business called Mindful Change, I thought, thank God, I can finally combine my passion, which is the mind, with money. Like, I finally found a way to do this. Because up until then, I had been in school. I had been spending tons of money learning about the mind with no hope of any way to recoup that money because, to me, it was just a very expensive hobby. But, you know, what I discovered in 2005 is that my passion, my hobby, was now a tangible business that I could do something with. And ever since then, I have been in the flow of me in a way that I cannot describe. And it has taken me places that I just absolutely love. And it has a future attached to it that is absolutely amazing. But it all came because I never gave up on my passion.
Absolutely. And this is not pie in the sky. Like, I see this every day with my clients. I see every day this stuff, like, in my face. So it's like, you know, it comes to a certain point where you can't deny that they're both not interrelated. Okay. So, and I love that story, Heather. Thank you for sharing. That was great. So in terms of the next point we want to talk about is, well, I find interesting, this is an interesting topic, relationships and that connecting to business and our personal lives affecting our businesses. I don't think they're just, I believe that they're connected, okay? So oftentimes clients who have a lot of business drama tend to have a lot of personal drama, or there's a lot of kind of, there's a mess. And I'm, you know, I'll be the first to admit, I had a lot of drama in my life and a lot of mess. And I've worked really hard recently and done a lot. And even with drama, I removed my money blockages and I was making great money. And now that I've removed a lot of the drama, things are even getting better, but I can relate to that connection. And I'd see that with my clients, you know, it's like, oh, this, you know, the virtual assistant that happened, she quit. Once you start to fix things going on within you and eliminate those patterns, then the externals will show up differently. So you're not having all these technology problems or closing problems or whatever other problems you have. So Heather, do you want to talk about, how that can affect clients and work?
Sure. Let me use an example. Okay. This is the clearest one. I belonged to a business school for a period of 12 months, and there were about 30 of us that all went to this business school. And we flew in from all different parts of the world, and actually it's mostly North America, but some from Europe. And anyway, so we gathered, and I'm an acute observer of people, if you will, because people are my thing. And I noticed this one woman in the room, let's call her Laura. So I noticed Laura is that I noticed that every student in that class avoided her. Like, it's kind of like she was walking with the plague, or, you know, she had a bad body odor problem or something, because I would just watch and people would be repelled by her, like absolutely repelled by her. And I was mystified because I could feel it even on the inside of me that I didn't want to have anything to do with her. And I thought, well, that's curious. Like, what the heck is that all about? And, you know, she was a very smart woman. She was well-educated. She had a high position in a company, an organization who had, you know, made her their leader, et cetera. She was a very bright woman, and she had a fabulous business idea. And, you know, truly wise and smart in terms of what she was doing. And I thought, but all I see is that you are completely repelling people. I do not get it. So I worked with her on three different occasions. She did full day processes with me. And we went after, we chased whatever it was that I knew was repelling people. And it had to do with low self-esteem. Like, she had key, deep belief systems and issues where she absolutely hated herself, and she judged herself, and she was wearing shame and embarrassment about things that she'd done in her lifetime. And this was what was repelling the people in her life. And I'm clear, like, I'm serious. She actually had a tremendously poor relationship with her husband and was thinking about divorcing him. She had children with whom she had absolutely no rapport. They treated her like dirt. They treated her like with complete disrespect. The husband had no relationship with her. I mean, it was just all like, it was just awful. And so at the end of the three pieces of work that I did with her, it was fascinating to watch. Number one, the first thing that came back online was her marriage, is that all of a sudden they started to connect better. And when they started to connect better, they communicated what they needed to communicate, and they worked on what they needed to work on, and they recommitted to each other. And as we continued the work, the relationship with her children began to shift as well. And then interestingly enough, what I saw happen in the class full of students that we were part of is that over time, she became a respected member of the group. It's kind of like as she did her own personal work, she integrated perfectly into the group, and they started to accept her, appreciate her, and respect her. But it was fascinating to watch that before we did that work, it was like everything was offline. So she couldn't, I don't know how she had risen to the level that she'd risen to in terms of the organization. But the moment she got her personal life online, the moment she resolved the shame and embarrassment and guilt and self-hate and self-loathing she had going on inside, is that her life, even inside the organization where she was, it improved markedly. Suddenly, she put in better systems. She was doing work differently. She had people reporting to her differently. So she was making all the smart business moves that you make when you feel good about yourself. And then she started to work on her own project, which was her own business. And when she started to do that, she did it with a seriousness that she had never felt before, all because she dealt with the relationship issues in her life. And that's mm-hmm. where it started.
Mm-hmm. Awesome story, so, Heather. Love it.
Yeah. So what I have to say to you, though, that are listening is this. Is, you know, most people that are working on business stuff, it's like the silo mentality that says it's just about business. So I got to get the marketing right. I got to get my message right. I got to get my brand right. You know, yada, 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 yada. It really doesn't matter about what's going on in my personal life. I'm here to wave a flag in your face and say, oh, yes, it does. Because whatever is happening wherever it is in your life is an indication of what's going on inside your mind. So if you think that you can create business success, like the success you're looking for, in the absence of having some of your personal stuff taken care of, you may be short-sighted, just like this woman was. Is that for her, you know, building her business was not about getting the message right, getting the branding right, doing the right things. She had to resolve whatever it was that was making it difficult for people to connect to her first. So that, you know, when I work with clients, I look at the totality of their whole life. Think of your life as a great big mirror. And so whatever's happening in your life, anywhere that it's happening, whether it's in your personal life, your professional life, your business life, doesn't matter, or your marriage, it's an indicator of what's going on inside of you. So if there's any place that's not functioning correctly, you need to be able to look at it and to do something about it. So what I was going to mm-hmm. recommend.
I love that. I love that. Can I, Heather, can you hold that thought for 1 sec?
I can.
Is it on bookmark? Okay. The yep. great thing also about this work is you'll get a photographic memory and you'll never forget anything again like Heather. Okay, I'm teasing a bit here, but but Heather does have a good memory. So we were talking about the drama. Yeah, and like our personal lives can definitely hijack our business, but it goes beyond that. When you clean up the externals, it's amazing, you know, what will shift in your business. So for those of you on the call, I encourage you to really look at it. In a few minutes after this next point, we're going to give you some homework. And if you put this homework into practice within the next week or two, you'll notice a dramatic difference. And if you're struggling and you're like, okay, what's going on here? I need some major help. You can definitely get in touch with Heather and I, and we'll share with you how to do that after. So Heather, go on with the bookmark. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. So what I was going to suggest to people, number one, is that in relationships, our tendency is to go victim, okay? So in other words, my problem is not in me. My problem is with my husband or my sister or my parent. I can guarantee you it's not. I can guarantee you from the bottom of my little toes that it is not. It has nothing to do with the other person, and it has everything to do with you. And I have proven this time and time and time again with my clients. Whatever you are triggered by or whatever you find unbearable in another human being, number one rule is it's likely in you, okay? And number two, if it's bothering you in the other person, not only is it in you, you are judging it. So think of it this way. You know that authenticity thing that I talked about earlier and the idea of being in the flow of yourself, your self-respect, etc.? Well, if you are at odds with yourself on the inside, you are out of the flow of yourself and you're just out of the flow of your power. So whatever you judge in another person, whatever you find unbearable, whatever you hate, whatever you makes you frustrated and angry, I would invite you to take a really solid look at yourself, because they are your mirror, number one. Everything out there is a mirror to something inside you. Your mind is the film script of your reality. So if it is out there, it is in you first, because otherwise you would not be seeing it, labeling it, judging it, or reacting to it. So rather than assuming that the relationship problem is because, oh, John is just poor with money, or Mary just doesn't get it, or whatever your story is that you tell yourself when you react to somebody else, really stop. Really stop. Take some moments, take some reflection time, and ask yourself instead this question. Number one, how is it that person is like myself? So you get real and get honest. because if you don't, you're going to miss a giant opportunity for growth. The second thing I would invite you to do is to heal your relationships by, rather than judging these people, understand where they're coming from. Because really, when you heal your relationships, when you become compassionate and understanding about people, and trust me when I say I've healed a lot of my own judgment this way, is that when we truly become compassionate to what another person has undergone in their life and why they think and do what they do, suddenly we stop being so hard on ourselves. And guess what happens when we're not hard on ourselves? We get back into the flow of our life, back into the authentic, powerful center point of our lives, and everything starts to thrive. The people that I work with whose lives flourish, folks, whose businesses flourish, they are the ones that have a tremendous amount of love and respect in their world. These are the ones that are peaceful with people. These are the ones that don't judge people. These are the ones that have amazing friends and connections in life. They will thrive naturally because they are coming from a place of self-respect, and the self-respect is their authenticity that powers their world, and the world will flourish around them as a result. So, Ash,
wow, well
all I want to
said,
say
Heather.
On that.
Well said. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love hearing that. I see a question. I see that we had a question. We're not going to take questions to the end, but if Trish, if your question is burning, I see, definitely raise your hand again and we can get that question answered. It looks like there was some sort of hand being raised. So later we're going to take questions with star two, okay? So I want to give a few, you know, we've talked about mindset. I want to give a few marketing tips. That's where I'm being pulled to. You know, I'm going to go with my intuition here because I know who's on the call here with us. So I want to jump into a few tips, and then we're going to go into the homework. Especially those of you, like most business now is not just offline, it's online. So even brick and mortar businesses, we're now online. And I see something really common, a common mistake that a lot of people make, especially when they come to me. So if I could offer you, if I'm offering my best tips, here they are, and we will go into them. Working with us, we're going to go into all of them in detail. The first tip is, somebody told me this years ago at a seminar, and I didn't listen, and I wish I had. Focus on one to three things at once. Clients come to me, they're ADD, they're focusing on a million things, they think they can do everything. All of these marketing methods you're learning, they all work. Everything works. It's just take one or two of them and focus on those things and do them well. And if you do, then you will be successful. Plus you incorporate the belief stuff, okay? So if your beliefs are being cleared, and again, you'll have an opportunity to work with Heather and I on those, and if you are doing the method of following one to three things for your business, so that doesn't mean, you know, it means either working on your website and focusing on that and stay focusing on a teleseminar or focusing on prospecting people, like take a few marketing methods and stick to those. It's when we're doing a million things that doesn't seem to work out. And here's my take on it. People are afraid. We're afraid to put ourselves out there. We're afraid to do things that are uncomfortable. Therefore, we take a bunch of time and we're paper shuffling. What we do is we start to, oh, I need to take 9 months to do the website and then my thing and then this and this. And then by the end of the time, you know, you're not making any money because you're not actually doing the things necessary to make the money because you're afraid, you know. And I have been there. Do you think doing these kind of calls are not scary? They're absolutely scary getting on these calls. And the first few times I did calls like this, oh, I was petrified. But we often procrastinate by paper shuffling. Heather, anything to say about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. So when I started working with Ashley, I was in the situation where most small business people, I knew I needed to grow, and I didn't know how to grow because my system would tell me focus on one to three things because, you know, mindset, like the more focused you are on the one to three things, the more powerful you're going to be achieving them. But I didn't know what one to three things to be focused on, and I needed someone's help making sure I did the right thing. And that's when I started to work with Ashley, and when she helped me to fine-tune, oh, okay, this is your priority system. You need to go here, 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 and here. And that was perfect for me because every marketing book I read, every business book I read, or every seminar I attended on business marketing, all it did was confuse me because it gave me more information And I realized, you know what? I'm not a marketing expert. I'm not. And second thing, I realized I'm never going to be. So I really needed Ashley's help to be able to fine-tune so I could do the right things. And when I did, things started to really move.
Mm, awesome. Awesome. I love that. Is that all, Heather? You kind of cut out
there.
That's it,
hon. It's over to you.
Okay, so I want to mention a few other points here, which will really help you in your business. And these are for people who have just started their business or who have been in business for a long time. The second point is really getting clear. I was talking about this with a consult today, okay? This is a really important point. Okay, so all of you listen, write this down, think about it. What you offer on the back end doesn't have to be what you offer on the front end, okay? So the front end of a business is what you see. So, for example, you on the call came to a landing page to sign up for this call. That is the front end of the business. I'm selling something to you. I'm giving you information. I'm selling the call to you, right? Even if it's free, I'm still selling it to you. You get on the call, the back end is what we're delivering. So people always seem to think that the front end and back end have to be congruent 100%, but that's not true. You want to sell people what they want, but give them what they need. And again, this is not manipulation. I want to explain it further. I'll give you an example. Okay. One of the top performing programs online is a program called The Truth About Abs, and it's a program online that you do on how to get a six pack. Okay, it's an ebook program, and the guy who markets it appeals to people's fears and problems. Like, hey, do you belly fat? Are you a woman with a muffin top? You know, it goes into all the pain points, and then the program itself, the program itself is about how to eat healthy. Like, it's not this magic thing. But he's selling them what they want, and then once they sign up, he's giving them, like, a great program. But it doesn't – like, the front end needs to focus on your client's pain points and benefits, right? Say you offer, you know, a health product offering, you know, pitching someone to get better – or, say, reduce wrinkles, you know, network marketing company, or you have a serum that reduces wrinkles. On the front end, you wouldn't say, like, hey, get this wrinkle reducer. You would say, like, hey, are you looking in the mirror every morning and you're 50 years old and you feel like you look like you're 70. You know, did somebody at the grocery store offer you a senior's discount, right? Like, you want to give people what they want and what they can relate to. And then on the back end, you can actually deliver whatever the heck you want as long as it's good and in alignment with your values and gets the results. People don't care how they get the results as long as you do it properly. Does that make sense, Heather?
Yes.
Okay.
Completely.
So it's really important when you start your business to really get clear on your niche, really get clear on your demographic, and we will take you into this further in, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a sec, about an offer we're going to make you to join one of our programs. So it's really important to get clear on the niche, get clear on the demographic, get clear on the pain points. And then from there, you can then you know, it doesn't really matter what your program is per se, as long as it works. You want to make sure you're just really clear up front as to what you're going to, the benefits you're going to offer people. Okay. So does anyone have any questions so far about anything we've talked about? To raise your hand, you can press star two for questions. Anyone at all? Sometimes there are no questions. So I'll leave that available. If questions come up, you can press star 2 to raise your hand, okay? Even a personal business question, even a problem about your business, we could definitely help you with that. So that's the second point is really getting clear, okay? So don't go out and create a website and all this material before you get clear on what you do. And often I see people changing their minds. So, again, this comes back to point number one, really getting your marketing avenues, getting your approach, and sticking to those, rinsing and repeating, okay? One more thing I want to mention, really important in the externals of marketing, any kind of marketing, is follow-up. People tend to follow up once or twice. In any kind of business, even whether it's email, a community list, whether it's your client, your prospect, one or two times is not going to cut it. I've had clients where I was like calling them every week for a year, and then they decided to work with me. Heather referred me someone, fabulous woman who I'm still working with now, who I just love to death, and it took me, I had to follow up with her, oh my gosh, probably 20 times at least. in order for her. But it was it worth it? Yes, I love working with her, and she pays me good money, and that's that. So follow-up is important. One more thing, actually, and Heather, you can speak to this too. I want to add one more point. Life is too short to work with idiots and people who you don't like working with, okay? We all have idiots. We all have people who drive us nuts. And once you clean up your insides, your clients are going to shift. But if somebody's really driving you bonkers and, you know, we don't have to just work with anyone for a quick buck. Heather, you want to add to that?
Yeah. As you feel better about yourself, what happens is that you have a better sense of who your clients are that are coming to you, or what opportunities are coming to you. And what you do is become more discerning, because when you're in a place of self-respect and self-love and a place of confidence, you just don't take on just everybody because they say they want to work with you. You become selective and discerning. And it's the same thing with your friendship network and everything else. Is that if you see that there's trouble coming down the road, you know, you walk around it and you find a reason or a way not to involve yourself in it, and you just become really clear that that's not okay for you anymore. Yep. Absolutely,
yep.
Ashley.
Yes. So really important that you don't, and leave room for those people who can, you know, some of us are like, oh, we need money, so we got to take this client. Well, no, leave room for people who can really, you know, say no to that person and find somebody who can really show up for you, okay? So if there's any questions, you know, now's the time. You can raise your hand by pressing star 2. But if not, I'm just going to share with you a program that Heather and I are doing. We are offering a group coaching program. Okay. So you can go to, if you go to right now, there's a link actually on the page you can click, but if you go to mindfulchange.com/group-coaching. So mindfulchange.com/group-coaching, or if you, there's a link on the page, the call page you're on, you can click on it. And Heather and I are offering a group coaching program, and we're going to lead you through the next 3 months. So starting in June until August, we're going to lead you through everything that we talked about today and more. The purpose of this is so in September, you're really ready to take your business to the next level. The benefits of working in a group, the great thing, so basically Heather and I do one-on-one work. We do very specialized one-on-one work. One-on-one work is very effective. You can work with us one-on-one. But first of all, it's expensive. Second of all, it doesn't have the energy of the group, right, and that kind of extra support of the group. So I'm inviting you to join our program where Heather and I guide you through Heather's work, so the mindset stuff, okay, as well as the marketing. This program is, nobody else has a program like this, because a lot of programs are focused either on the internals or the externals. So in our work, we're going to uncover the limiting beliefs that you have, okay, through the mindset work, the old emotional programming, so that you're not trying to move forward and subconsciously be applying the brakes at the same time. That's a great metaphor. So you're moving forward, but subconsciously the brakes are on, so nothing's happening, right? We're going to unearth a lot of this. We're going to focus on the right things to maximize, okay, your effectiveness, okay, and minimize your time requirements, so you're really earning more and you're able to play more too. I know this might not sound possible, but I have client after client. I have a client recently who she had a full-time one-on-one coaching practice, and she's like, Ashley, I want to make more passive income. So now her group coaching is full. She's maxed out at her group coaching after a few months with her own group coaching program. She's making a few $1,000 a month, so that's great. And Heather has countless examples. There was one client, and his information is on the sales page. Ryan, he was really stuck in his business, and I know Ryan personally, and Ryan was really stuck, and he worked with Heather, and it completely changed his business, and now he's still working with his business partner who, you know, they didn't have a lot of that same synergy at the time. So we're going to help you change your reality in a way that gives you room to grow and create the business of your dreams, okay? So you're going to identify the behaviors and the attitudes that you're showing up with that you need to change in order to laser focus. Stay tuned, guys, because I'm also going to give you homework after this. So I just want to make sure that you get the homework as well. Okay? So we're going to teach you about creating the life you want, removing the brakes, earning more and playing more, okay, learning to easily identify the behaviors and attitudes that you need to change, okay, so facing challenges with clients. We're going through all the internals that Heather would take you through
working with her. It's not as customized but as working with her, but it's very powerful work within the group, and you're going to get that group support. Okay, group support is very important. Okay, so we've designed this program, this group program. So again, it runs, you're doing a call once a week with us. Okay, so we meet once a week in a very small and intimate group for 90 to 120 minutes. You can come to each session, or if you know, you don't always have to attend the session. If you're busy, we'll send you the recording. And we're gonna do a structured business and mindset lecture, and then we're going to have a Q&A at the end, and you'll get a chance to work specifically kind of one-on-one with you. Okay, there's going to be homework each week to helping you deepen your understanding. You're going to have an accountability buddy. You're going to have access to our private Facebook group. Okay. And so that's, we're meeting once a week, and you have that extra support. And we designed this program to internally and externally move your business forward. So instead of focusing on one or the other, we're really going to focus on both. And Heather is the best at what she does. I've worked with many, many people, and my clients have worked with many people, and Heather is the best, hands down. I have a handful and dozens of people I could even say hundreds to vouch for that. Myself, I like to think I'm wonderful at what I do. My focus is really results-oriented. A lot of clients come to me, they spent 20, 50 grand on programs. They come to me and they actually are making their money back and more. Many of my clients are doubling and tripling their income. The only time I don't see results with clients is when they have a big mess of a mindset, you know, and they're really stuck in their mindset issues, and that's hijacking their business. But for the most part, when my clients come to me and they, you know, they're relatively balanced people, and they you know, want to make some changes in habits, we are getting, you know, amazing results. Again, doubling, tripling income, moving from one-on-ones to group. You know, we all get exhausted of working with one-on-ones, so really leveraging. So if you fall into any of those categories where you're finding you're feeling a lot of breaks in your business, that you're subconsciously applying the breaks, or you're exhausted and you're burnt out and you're feeling like, you know, you don't have enough time, but you're working really hard, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. Our goal is to help you. Like Heather and I, we're not slaving away. We work hard, but we're really, you know, hopefully my clients aren't on the call, wink, wink, listening. You know, Heather and I work hard, but we're not burnt out and dying over here. So our goal is to have you guys creating a lifestyle that you want, where you're working a few hours a week and you're doing your thing and you're doing what you love, okay? So again, we're meeting once a week for 90 to 120 minutes, and it's from the program runs from June until August, and I'm teaching you the marketing aspect. Heather is teaching you the mindset aspect. This is a great program for entrepreneurs just starting out, or entrepreneurs who have been in business some time, because typically I find a lot of entrepreneurs who've been in business 3 to 5 years still don't have the tools they need, especially in online marketing. A lot of the stuff is going to be focused on online tools, list building, email marketing, you know, doing your landing page, that kind of thing, your niche, okay? And so the cost for this, typically to work with Heather, you're looking at anywhere between $500 to $3,000 a month, okay? And this is over, you know, many of my clients are spending, you know, working with me long term, $10,000, $15,000, same with Heather. But this program we want to offer, you're getting a similar value to what we're offering one-on-one, but the cost is only $297 a month. So instead of looking at $1,000, you know, $2,000 a month, you're looking at $297 a month at a really great value. And if you sign up in the next few days, we're offering $100 off the first month, so $197 a month. Okay, for the first month, and then $297 for the next 3 months. You can get a taste of Heather and I. You can get a taste of our work. And I promise you that if you work with us, you're going to notice, you're going to get back, you know, at the $297 a month, you're absolutely going to get that back in the first few months and more. You know, I can pretty much personally guarantee that. So if you go to, right now, if you go to mindfulchange.com/group-coaching, that's where you can register for our program. Again, if any questions come up, *2, you can raise your hand and we'll answer any questions. But definitely, I encourage everyone to go to the page now and check it out. Heather, anything to add about how we offer change and help for people?
I just wanted to comment on the format that we've chosen for this, because I actually was part of a group that did all of this, and the reason why we formatted our course the way we have is because of the success behind this particular model, is that by working once a week, what it does is keeps you focused, again, the mind, keeps you focused on the growth of whatever it is you're doing. And me as an entrepreneur, you know, I thought I was pretty focused. I mean, I know a lot about mind, et cetera, So gee whiz, why wouldn't I be focused? But what I found about attending that course that I mentioned is the fact that we met on a regular basis, and we were put into a room. Actually, it was structured in two-day modules, but it doesn't matter. It was just met regularly, and we were caused to think about our business from a business standpoint. So rather than doing business all the time, we were forced to step back and think about our business, to think about the issues in our business, and to find ways to resolve and move ourselves forward. So that what I found by participating in this type of structure is that I didn't realize how much perhaps I really wasn't looking at my business like this, that I wasn't spending the time working on it as much as in it. So that but the weekly calls perform that function, getting you to think about your business and work on it. By making the recordings available to you, you can listen to them when you need to. By having an accountability buddy, it's fascinating, but they make you look at things differently, you know. And I was kind of skeptical. I kind of sat back and went, I don't know, you know. Like, I'm pretty smart. I could do this myself. Well, you know, that arrogance left pretty quickly when I actually got with my accountability buddy and realized I really loved meeting them, number one. They were really cool people. And secondly, they had some really cool ideas for me, and we helped each other in a great deal of ways. And so it just helped the whole connection thing, and often had answers for me that I didn't have for myself. And then by being involved in a Facebook group, again, I was kind of skeptical. I looked back and I thought, do I really want to do this? Seems kind of hokey. But the Facebook group, what I found is that I got to know the people. I got to know the people in the group. I made great connections. I also found my clients in that group, and I didn't even realize I had. They got to know me in a way that was non-threatening, and I found some great resources, some great clients, and had a really good time, and found out how supportive it can be to be in a network of people that are all rooting for you in a way that, you know, if you haven't experienced it before, you know, our friends and family and stuff, they go raw, you know, like, yay, go for it. But especially when you're working on your own, it's kind of hard if you don't have the group support saying, you know what, you can do this. You got this. Just keep going. Or a group that you can turn to if you have a question and say, you know, I've got this meeting tomorrow and I'm not feeling sure about it. Who out there can give me some ideas about how to handle it? And so it became a resource for us that, you know, again, it looked hokey on the outside, but it really helped me on the inside, and I really enjoyed it. So that Ashley and I have structured this along the same lines as that particular group, because it was so very successful in providing the extra support for the people that were part of it. And I found the benefit of working in a group like that really, really great. Having worked so long on my own, it was really good to see what happens when you put yourself inside a group and see how much you can grow as a result of that.
The synergy's there. And many of my clients, like I'm sure many of you on this call have been through all sorts of programs, done Tony Robbins, all sorts of other things. A lot of, you know, Lisa Sasevich, Bill Barron, you know, there's a lot of programs out there. And I find a lot of my clients come to me and they've done the programs and they haven't gotten the results that they wanted. And I feel like there's some major elements missing of some of these other groups, but which we really fill in our group. You know, our clients get bar none amazing results, and you know, I'm seeing it every day. And, you know, I have clients calling me who are grateful, who are crying, and the same with Heather. And knowing Heather's work, being a student of Heather and doing her work for a long time, you know, my life is completely changed. And so I'm really grateful for that. So definitely check out our program. Special offer, again, working with us one-on-one is much higher. So if you want to get some great results, but for the, you know, $297 offer for 3 months, you go to mindfulchange.com/group-coaching. Okay, and there's a button on the page there, like the webinar page, too. So you can check it out. So if anyone, there's nobody else that has questions, I don't see any hands raised. We have quite a few people on the call, but I don't see any hands raised. So if not, we're just going to wrap up the call, and you can always get in touch with Heather and I if you want information as well. So I really encourage you to check out the group coaching program, sign up. Again, we're offering a special offer for a few days that if you sign up within the next 2 days, you get the first month for $197 instead of $297. And so I hope you take us up on that. And you can also get in touch with Heather and I. Heather is at heather@mindfulchange.com, isn't it, Heather?
Yes.
Yep. And then I'm at ashley@hersmartmarketing.com. That's another way to get in touch. So I really appreciate and value everyone for being on the call and for taking the first steps. The first steps are really important. And I just, for those of you on the call, whether you work with Heather or anyone else or Heather and I really just, I can't emphasize enough how important mindset is and those beliefs as well as the external tools. There's a million wonderful external tools out there, which I can, you know, we can help you be an internet millionaire. But if you don't have the internals working for you, it's not going to happen for you, you know. And I know that the bottom of my heart. Heather knows that, and I think you on the call know that as well. That's why you're here listening, okay?
So, Ashley, are we inviting them also to the May 25th call?
Yes, we do have a second call coming up. There was a scheduling conflict with the time, though, so we may have to adjust that time. Everyone on the call here is on our email list. So what I will do is I'm going to send out some more reminders about our next call. Our next call is in a few weeks' time. I just have to completely solidify that date, and you're going to get a bunch of emails, and so it'd be great if you could be on the call as well as share the call with your friends. That would be really, really wonderful.
And we will touch on different topics in call number two than we did in call number one. And this call will be made available to those who sign up for it. So if they didn't happen to be on this call, they'll be able to listen to the recording. Is that right,
Ashley? Yes, absolutely. And if you like the call and you want to share it with your friends, I'm going to send you the recording in the next few days and you can pass it on to your friends. And I'll also send you the link to sign up for a group coaching. But I really encourage you to act now. You know, we all have those niggling voices. We all have those fears and doubts. But if you liked the information we shared, if you feel the pull, if we resonate with you, go sign up. It's totally worth your investment. I promise you, for such a low investment, you're really going to get that back times 100 in terms of monetary value and happiness. You know, you can't really put a price on happiness and peace.
So are we going to give them homework, Ashley?
Yes. Oh, we did. We forgot about the homework. Okay, Heather. Yes, you have a few homeworks.
So, yes. So I have some challenges for you folks on the call. Number one, ask yourself, where are you being inauthentic? You know, after the discussion earlier today on authenticity, or earlier in the call, I'd like you to really inventory, where are you being inauthentic? And what are you prepared to do, and keep it small, to align yourself better with your own authentic self? What was it that Ashley and I said that maybe resonated with you that you need to pay attention to? Okay, that's kind of number one. And number two, examine your relationships. You know, where are they not working? Who triggers you? What is your reaction to those people? And then ask yourself the question, what inside you are you actually looking at? How is it that you are that person? Or what aspect of you looks like that person sometimes, because we're never exclusively that person, but there may be a piece of it hiding somewhere. And when you get real with that, sit with it and decide how it is that you're going to change it. The other thing I encourage you to do with that is, how can you come to understand that facet of yourself better? If you dig a little bit deeper, if you find that, you know, yes, indeed, I'm like my mother in this regard, ask yourself the question, why? What's the benefit you get from being like that? And in understanding why you're like that, perhaps you can be more compassionate and understanding of your mother and why she's like that. Because when we actually look at the deep roots of people that have behaviors that we don't like for some reason, usually what we find is a very good reason why they are that way. And when we can accept them for who they are, it changes things dramatically. Your whole world starts to shift as a result. And the last thing is, it takes some time to really examine what you're good at. you know, so that you intensify the confidence with which you approach your business so that you can have greater impact in terms of your relationship with people when you're talking about your business. You need to really feel good about yourself. So what is it that you need to shore up? What is it that you need to make stronger so that you yourself can stand forward confidently and represent whatever product or service it is that you're trying to sell other people? That's it. Those three things.
Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, put those into practice and see what happens, see what opens up. You know, be consistent. Change is not always easy and straightforward. So, you know, but it can be easier, you know, if we eliminate those beliefs and all that extra garbage that's going on inside of us. So I encourage you to try these tools. And, you know, I really appreciate everyone being on the call and joining us.
Yes, thank you. I enjoyed doing this tremendously, and I hope that what we provided was of value.
Mm-hmm. And we will talk to everyone on the next call. Keep your eyes peeled for our emails, okay? And if you're not getting if you didn't get these reminder emails, well, most of you did, but if you're not getting our emails about the calls, go to, you can go to mindfulchange.com/breakfree and sign up there and get further emails. So thanks, everyone.